Divine Office. Tuesday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Shepherd. Peace be with you. It is I. Do not be afraid. Alleluia.
Peace be with you. It is I.
Do not be afraid. Alleluia.
Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. They cannot be shaken. That stands forever.
Jerusalem, the mountains surround her, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever.
For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil.
Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart, but the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away.
On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surround your people, Lord, within the safety of your church, which you preserve on its rock foundation. Do not let us stretch out our hands to evil deeds, nor be destroyed by the insidious snares of the enemy, but bring us to share the lot of the saints in light.
Peace be with you.
It is I.
Do not be afraid.
Alleluia. Let Israel hope in the Lord. Alleluia.
Let Israel hope in the Lord.
Alleluia.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly, I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke.
Let Israel hope in the Lord. Alleluia. Let all creation serve you, for all things came into being at your word. Alleluia.
Let all creation serve you, for all things came into being at your word. Alleluia.
O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let all creation serve you. For all things came into being at your word.
Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in speech. He who searches hearts knows what the Spirit means. For the Spirit intercedes for the saints as God himself wills.
Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
He will teach you all things.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
You will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Alleluia. All honor and glory to Christ, who has given the faithful a share in the Holy Spirit. Let us cry out to him, saying,
Christ, hear us.
Send forth the Holy Spirit from the Father
to cleanse and strengthen the church and spread it throughout the world.
Christ, hear us.
Lord, by your Spirit, guide those who govern us,
that they may be servants of the common good, in your name.
Christ, hear us.
Pour out your Spirit, the protector of the poor,
to help and lift up all those in need.
Christ, hear us.
We pray for all stewards of your mysteries,
that they may always be found faithful.
Christ, hear us.
By your suffering, resurrection, and ascension, you accomplished our redemption.
Bring it to completion in the souls and bodies of the dead.
Christ, hear us.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, almighty and merciful God, that the Holy Spirit, coming near and dwelling graciously within us, may make of us a perfect temple of his glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.